You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Hello and welcome back to the Study Clicks podcast. This is a little bit of like a side note from our previous podcast that we did, which is sort of like just a general welcome back to school podcast. We gave a bit of advice on how to have a positive attitude going into it, how best to plan the year ahead, and how to just start so that you can finish as best as possible. And this is just a little special one for just you 50ers out there.
That bonus episode, because we care about you 50ers. Yes. More than the rest of them. Joking. We care about everyone.
It's just for 50ers, it's a little bit different because you're either coming from TY and you may be a bit rusty with the old study and you need to get back into it, or there's also a few other things to consider for 50ers, kind of like the subject choice, the careers. This is all coming up and it's a bit of
a bit daunting.
It's an important year. It's nothing to be afraid of, but we have a few tips to hopefully make all of that a little bit less daunting if it's daunting at the moment for you. And yeah, we're just going to give our own personal insights and hopefully you will come out at the end of the podcast feeling a bit better about the whole year ahead, because 50 is quite enjoyable.
It is. I remember really enjoying 50.
Yeah, because you haven't really got the stress of 60 on you yet. You know, the exams are still ages away. Yeah. You feel a bit cooler because you're the second oldest in the school.
You're senior cycle. Yeah, it's class.
It's a fun year, so do make sure to enjoy it. And yeah, quick recap in case you've never listened to the podcast before. I'm Emer. I'm the Study Clicks all-rounder. I kind of do a bit of everything, but know me from messaging you. I send out a lot of messages with tips and things. And I'm here with my sister, Nessa.
Yep, I'm Emer's sister, but I also work for Study Clicks. Anything to do with Study Clicks and social media, I look after. So on that note, make sure you're following Study Clicks across all of our platforms. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. We're on them all. So make sure you're following across all of those, because we're constantly posting study tips and just fun stuff, competitions, all of that.
Concert tickets. We give a lot of concert tickets.
We do some great concert tickets competitions. So yeah, it's well worth giving us a follow.
So without further ado, make sure to listen right until the end, because we've got some important 50-year tips coming up for you. And yeah, let's get started.
Number one, I feel like should be subject choice, because even though you might have chosen your subjects already, you're at a time where you can possibly still, it depends on your school or like the availability of certain classes, but you have the possibility of changing your subjects if you're feeling, you might have been thinking about it over the summer and asking for advice from different people and you're like, oh no, I don't actually think I want to do this subject, I might want to do a different one instead. So just think about, ask around, ask with your teachers, your principal, if you have a guidance teacher, is it still possible to change? Just really think about it, because the subjects that you do for the Leaving Cert, this is it for 2 years now. So just make sure that you're happy with them and that's what you want to be pursuing for the next 2 years.
Yeah. And also, if you're a dedicated student and you're kind of confident in your own skills, I know a lot of people who, from looking at the Study Clicks discussion forum, there's a lot of students who take up a new subject even in 6 years. So don't ever sort of, it's more work, but you know, maybe if you're a month into 50 and you're like, oh, I think I want to change, it's not too late. If you're able for it, then go for it. Just try to have a bit of foresight, because you'll have to fill out your CAO next year and it might turn out that you find the perfect course for you, but oops, you find out that also it needs 2 science subjects to get in, to get the course, and maybe you only do biology, and then you find out that, oh, actually I should have been doing biology and chemistry or whatever it is. So try, I know it's hard to, you know, you're 16, 17, 18, it's really not easy to know already, and we struggled with that big time as well, knowing what we wanted to do that early absolutely. On. And I know it's daunting because it's so far ahead and you're 16, 17. It's not easy to start thinking about what you want to do for the rest of your life. And it's not the rest of your life. Of course, you can change whenever you want, but it's still this decision that's what you want to do in college, whether you want to even do anything in college. And we've been there. It's horrible. I mean, I didn't even know on the day that I filled out my CAO. So don't worry about knowing exactly, but if you think that you might be interested in like a medical or some sort of scientific course, then try to look up already the different requirements that you might need, because for example a lot of courses require two science subjects. So you need to know to select both biology and chemistry or whatever it might be. So don't freak yourself out, don't put too much pressure on yourself to make that decision and do so much research on that already, but just a little bit of foresight wouldn't go astray.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And along those lines, it is, even in fifth year, I know it seems very early, but you should be thinking about what would you like to have as a career, what would you like to be doing every day. I know most people, because you are so young, most people don't actually know what they want to do, but it's good to start thinking about it and like start just reflecting on what you think you would be good at, because it is a good time now that you're in fifth year, you're approaching adulthood, you know, you're becoming an adult, you kind of have an idea of what you want. So start looking into things like aptitudes tests, and you know, the likes that are on qualifax.ie. Some of you might have a part-time job and you're getting an idea of what working part-time is like. There's things like you can do work shadowing for a day, which is also really helpful. I know I did. I wanted to be an accountant, and one day in an accountant's office ruled it out for me forever. So it's really, yeah, those find out little things that you can do to help you just figure out what you want to do in the long run. It may seem far away, but it might just take a little bit of that stress away later in the year.
Yeah, some of you maybe have done TY fourth year, so you're maybe a bit rusty and you don't know how to get back into the whole groove of studying.
Yeah.
You've forgotten it, and that's totally natural. Of course, you're not going to be the only student. Almost every single student that did TY is going to be in the same position as you, but honestly you'll find that it's very easy to get back into a routine. We already did a back to school podcast, kind of like a general one for every year, so we get a bit more specific in that one on how to get back into the groove, how to get back studying, how to stay positive. So I would recommend listening to that to get more specific tips from us on how to learn to get back into that sort of routine. And you will honestly be fine. Like, don't worry about having lost your study skills.
That's you'll surprise yourself how quickly you get back into it. It will just seem normal. I remember just spending the last month of my summer holidays before fifth year just freaking out about that, just thinking, oh my god, I've had such a relaxed year, I will not be able to get into it. And then after a week of school, it was like, oh, this is fine.
Yeah, like, you're completely capable of it. Like, if you convince yourself otherwise, it's just wrong.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, like, everyone can do it and it's completely fine. And we promise you will not have a problem. Like, your brain isn't that useless that it just forgets after a year. Like, it might store those study capabilities a bit further back in the brain. They might be a bit dusty, but you can blow off that dust very easily and it'll be no bother to you.
Yeah, don't underestimate yourself or your brain. Very powerful thing.
Another thing that's really great about 50 is that you're in a really comfortable position at the moment because you have heaps of time ahead of you until the leaving cert. You know, that's still a very far away goal and you know, life event. And obviously that's not, for some of you that might seem like a really bad thing, you're like, oh, just want it over and done with and get out of here, which is understandable for some. You know, school isn't easy for everyone, but generally you're in a very beneficial situation because you have lots of time, you can plan perfectly, you can set yourself goals and make sure that you are on the right track for getting everything right in sixth year, because you really will thank yourself later if you've done a heap of the work now. You know, like, for those Gaelgors out there, too small lad and a hibber, you know, if you start well, you will finish very well. You know, it really will pay off in the future if you put in work now and if you plan, set goals just little by little, because if you do small chunks now, it means that you will avoid doing big chunks of cramming and stress in sixth year. And I know it's the last thing that you want to do now. You're kind of out of the habit of studying. You've had a nice relaxing summer, a nice relaxing year if you've done TY, but just trust us on this one. You will regret it if you don't. If you leave it all until sixth year, until, you know, the last term, you'll get a bit stressed. And it's just not worth it. When you look back and think, oh, I did have time, why didn't I do it? You know, we're here, we're telling you now, do it.
Yeah, now's the time. Sixth year, you will thank you. And because you're starting everything, it's a brand new curriculum. You're starting off the senior cycle, everything's brand new. So when you're going back in sixth year, like the Leaving Cert is the entire cycle. You'll be doing things that you're learning now will come up on the Leaving Cert. So it's just important that everything that you learn in fifth year that you remember going into sixth year. So if, like we said before in our other Back to School podcast, if you do a little bit of revision every night, going back over what you learned in school and that day, it'll stand to you, like that repetitive learning. It will, as long as you keep going back over the stuff you've learned, it'll stay in your head and it will only benefit you in the future. So
yeah, I can't tell you how many sixth year students I get at the end of coming up to the Leaving Cert exams, and they are like, oh, I left it so late to study. Is there still a chance for me? Am I still going to be okay? And of course, my advice is yes, you know, you will be fine. There's still ways to do last minute study, but it's just so much more comfortable if you start now. So there's really no reason not to do it unless you have an insanely busy schedule. But if that is the case, then maybe you want to consider cutting it down. If you're serious about this year and you're serious about getting good results, then just start now.
Yeah, it's just so much better for yourself in the long run.
We're not going to force you to do anything. We're just giving our best advice, and that is really our best advice at the moment, to just start now and get a head start.
Even like obviously not doing like 3 hours study every night, just little bits here and there to make it easier for yourself in the future. That's all it is. That's all it takes.
Another important point that we made in our general Back to School podcast, again, listen to it if you haven't already, but I'm just going to quickly reiterate here because it's especially important for fifth years, is to get your attitude right. Because if you start fifth year with the whole attitude of, oh my God, 2 years of hell ahead of me, how am I going to get through this? I hate everything.
It's going to be so much harder than it already is.
Yeah, and it's not like I don't understand. Of course I understand, and of course, you're hearing from other people about how terrible these years are. Or some people, you know, other people will tell you that it's great. Like myself and Nessa both had a nice
best
time.
Best years of your life.
Yeah, you're the oldest kids in the school. You're having fun. It's all good fun. But it's understandable if you are going into it a bit negative and kind of dreading it. But just evaluate that a little bit yourself and think, who am I benefiting by thinking like this, you know? Yeah. You know, maybe all of your friends are saying the same thing, like, oh God, guys, this is going to be so terrible. And, you know, everyone says the same thing, and that's fine. But when you're thinking about it yourself and when you're looking at the 2 years ahead of you, just try to be positive about it, because staying negative is just going to make it so much harder for you.
Yeah, it's easy to kind of mimic or parrot what your friends are saying, because obviously you're all kind of in the same boat and you're all in the same mindset. But don't be afraid to be that person who just kind of says, actually, guys, I think it will be grand. We're capable. It's fine. We've gotten through all, you know, we've gotten through the junior cert. We've gotten through all these exams before. Why should we not be able to do this now? Everyone else has. You can be that positive person. You can be the sunshine, the light that everyone needs. So
yeah, that's always a great person to be. So why not be that person?
Be that person.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and it may seem like, oh, wow, start of fifth year, I just want to be done. I have so many exams ahead of me. You have Christmas exams, you have summer exams, you have mocks. And it may just seem like an absolute, just a constant wave of exams. And you very hard to think about that positively. But it is a good thing, because just doing exams over and over is really beneficial to you in the way that you can do the exams and you get the results and you know what works and what doesn't.
You know where you're at. You're getting constant evaluation and seeing where you need to improve, where you maybe don't need to do as much work. And
yeah, you're getting constant feedback. I mean, you try to think of exams like, oh no, these people are just putting me through my paces again and again. But
exams are really for your own benefit. I mean, I know it's a lot of people beginning pressure from teachers and exams and themselves to be like, oh, I need to get top marks in everyone, but try and just see it as anything where you just didn't get on an exam, be like, okay, I didn't get on as well there, why not? And then you have it for the next exam, and you're just with all these exams, these little kind of school exams, you're just getting practice run after practice run after practice run. And it doesn't matter if they don't go as well as you want, because at the end of the day, they're only practices. Yeah. And you have 2 years of it. You've so much preparation.
And honestly, like, really don't be afraid of failure, or it's so cliche to say, but you learn from mistakes. So if you do badly in the first couple of exams you do, it's probably going to stand to you better than if you just do well all of the time.
Yeah.
Because you will remember things better if you get it wrong the first time, and then you know what to do the next time. And I think that's a lot more beneficial than just being really good all of the time. Not to say if you are one of those students that gets on really well all the time, fantastic, well done you. But don't be ashamed to be the person that maybe doesn't do that well at the start, because
it's the best way to learn.
Everyone loves an underdog story,
oh,
you know?
100%.
Started at the bottom,
now we're here.
So just, yeah, take advantage of the fact that you have kind of these assessments ahead of you, and that you're going to be able to see yourself where you need to focus and where you can improve. And if maybe you don't need to improve, and fantastic for you if that is the case. And so, yeah.
I know it's hard to, like, no one's going to think of exams like, woo, exams, can't wait. Exams will always be a bit, like, tough, but just kind of think of the big picture whenever you are kind of leading up to them. Know what they are for, and just when you get your results, like we said, use them to your advantage.
That's pretty much it. We were trying to keep that podcast short. It was meant to be just a bit of a side note, but me and Nessa tend to
get
really passionate about certain things. So
we just love the leaving cert. What can we say?
Hopefully you stuck with us to the end, and those few tips and that advice should help you be in the best mindset and be in the best place for starting these really fun years. Like, for a lot of people, they can be one of the best years of your life. And I know, again, I'm really spouting out some cliche dad stuff here, but it's kind of true. And if you take control of that and you're in charge and you're saying, no, I'm going to have good years, I'm going to do well, then there's no reason why you can't. So just follow our advice. Have a good time. And
you'll get on fantastically, I'm sure.
You will. And just to finish up, we'll do our old spiel like we always do.
Please stick to our spiel. It means a lot to us.
Yeah, we would love it if you could give us a bit of a review on the
Apple Podcasts,
iTunes, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you can just give us a rating, a nice rating, please. If you don't like us, you don't need to bother with the rating. And
we would love to be number one on the top of that education chart, though. Just keep that in mind.
Yes. But seriously, of course, if you have anything you don't like about the podcast, we also want to hear any criticism. So do.
Well, we don't, but.
No, we always like to improve. So do send us an email or send us a message. You can do that via social media, like Nessa mentioned earlier. Or you can email us info@studyclicks.ie or message us through the site. And you can also use those mediums as well to send us any suggestions you might have, anything you want to hear for future podcasts, any questions you might have. We're always available and we always are ready to help.
There's never been so many ways to get in touch.
So that's it for you fifth years. Make sure to stay tuned for some more podcasts in the future. We're going to have a lot of fun topics and themes and advice coming up to get you through the rest of the Leave Insert cycle.
These next 2 years, yeah.
Yeah. But you're going to do great, and it's going to be a really fun time.
Yeah. And by listening to this now, you're already on the right track. So
exactly.
Best of luck.
That's it for now.
That's it for another day. Talk to you soon.
Bye bye.